This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here with the latest from the world of Obamacare, which not coincidentally at all with the budget fight, also has the 1st of October highlighted in red. That's when the federally operated insurance exchanges start up. And today we got a price list of sorts for those exchanges. And some of them do look to be pretty good deals. A 27-year-old woman in Dallas, just for instance, who makes about $25,000 a year, could buy one of the lowest cost insurance plans for $74 a month. But with insurance, as with so many things in life, the opening price is just the beginning. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports from the Health Desk at WHYY.
Let's say next week you're shopping for coverage on one of the new exchanges.
You think you get a really sweet deal on health insurance.
But Georgetown's Sabrina Corlett says what looks like a sweet deal may not be.
The premium is just one dimension of your health insurance cost.
You've also got your deductibles, the amount you pay up front before your coverage fully kicks in, which can run into the thousands. Then there are copays, 20 or 30 bucks each time you see the doctor, provided the one you need is in your network.
If you need to get specialty care that's outside of that network, you may have to pay more.
And prescription costs, which can be brutal.
It's thousands of dollars to a consumer.
Dan Mendelson is the CEO of Avalere Health, which released a study today on out-of-pocket costs for policies offered on some of the exchanges. Mendelson says it's quite possible people will wind up paying more for medication than for their monthly premiums.
Our research has shown that patients who face these very high deductibles often abandon their prescriptions at the point of sale.
Even patients with cancer would skip their medication, Mendelson says, if they have to pay more than $500. The Affordable Care Act does have annual spending caps of $6,400 for an individual, $12,800 for a family, and most of the policies on the exchange qualify for federal subsidies. But if you can't afford all the extras, your insurance might not be worth much, no matter how cheap your monthly premium. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.